under the jazz bass.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World.
Thank you.
from Ipanema to the world. I am Flavio Chamis, and tonight we have a program called Young and Adventurous. Three young names from the Brazilian music scene that are bringing their own new creative thoughts to the Brazilian musical scene. The first one is Nina Nikolaevsky, a singer, songwriter, and music educator. She graduated in popular music at the Federal University in Rio Grande do Sul. After that, she was awarded a scholarship and completed her master's degree in contemporary performance at the Berklee College of Music, the one in Valencia, Spain. Nina took part in several musical groups and was a speaker at the TEDx in 2017. She has a music video and single called Esquina, which was released in 2020 and awarded at several international festivals in Canada, the United Kingdom, and Brazil. Also important is that she works with the interdisciplinarity of the arts, mixing dance, poetry, and visual art. Here is Nina Nikolaevsky in her own words.
Hi, I'm Nina. I am from Porto Alegre, Brazil, in the very south of Brazil, close to Uruguay. I grew up in a very artistic family. My mom is an actress and a writer, and my dad was a musician. My uncle is a painter, and my cousin is a dancer also. So I grew up in this very multidisciplinary universe of arts. So I think I was very influenced by this. And I think I usually make music thinking about how this song could be danced, or if this was a paint, which colors would I use. I came to Valencia to do my master's degree in performance at Berklee College of Music, and I met some amazing musicians, amazing people, and we recorded together this EP. And Receita de Casa, this EP, that means home recipe, I recorded when I was in Valencia. I wrote these songs based on this feeling of trying to understand what home really means, especially when you're not in the country that you grew up. We recorded a music video for this EP also in Brazil, actually in Canela, in the south, in my house with my mom acting, because she's my mom, but she's also an actress. And you can check it out on YouTube. Thank you. Obrigada. I hope you like it, and I hope it makes sense for you.
Acho que as pessoas se dividem entre quem segue a receita à risca e aquelas pessoas que improvisam totalmente com a receita, né? Tu dá uma olhada como referência para cozinhar, sabe? Poder criar a partir disso, poder improvisar a partir dessa receita. Usar como referência, mas não seguindo a risca, sabe? Não sei se faz sentido, mas pra mim faz.
Caminho pela noite, escuto sonhos da cidade. Vamos discutir, buscar a razão, nos matará, não quero acordar, disse o sonho antes de dormir. Gracejos moribundos, fermentando nas boates, assaremos pão com o último fósforo da caixa molhada, deixo minhas senhas, disse o som antes de partir.
Pode ser.
improviso escolher pode ser. Importo no esquecer, impossível compreender, bem
resposta não vem. Só meu olhar me entrega. Descalço, sapatos também. Ai, ai, se me pedir pra ficar. Olho nu eu enxergo, riso frouxo não nego. Ai, ai, quero um café pra passar, passar o tempo que sobra, fartura, excesso, manobra.
This was Receita de Casa by Nina Nikolaevsky. In case you're just joining us tonight, we have a program called Young and Adventurous. And our second young and adventurous musician is Stephanie Borgani, who is a Brazilian-American vocalist, composer, pianist, and educator from São Paulo. Central to her music is a reimagination of the human voice as a fluid instrument, unconstrained by gender, language, or genre. She holds a BA from Columbia University in Jazz Studies and Russian Language and Culture, as well as a master's degree from the New England Conservatory of Music. Here is, to talk about her music, Stephanie Borgani.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Borgani. I'm a vocalist and composer from São Paulo, Brazil. And I'm here to talk a little about my recording, Choro Padre Progression. And this is from 2021. So I did this project as part of my senior recital at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston, where I did my master's degree that I graduated last year in 2021. And so this is a suite, the name Choro Padre Progression. I released it as an EP, but it's essentially a three-part instrumental suite that has about 20-25 minutes. I wrote this while I was a student, as it started as, I think, various assignments for different classes. NEC is really known for its emphasis on composition, and that's really where I learned the most about composition. Before that, I hadn't really done much stuff with you know, writing my own music. But there, I was required to do it so much that I ended up having all this material. And there was a period where I was writing all these things, and I was trying to put together some repertoire for my recital. And I was realizing that everything sort of sounded similar at this one time. And then I had the idea of just making it intentionally similar, part of a suite. And so that's what I tried to do, and I think to some extent it worked. I put this together with the help of my teacher and mentor, Frank Carlberg. He's a pianist who also, he's Brooklyn-based, but also teaches at NEC. So this suite has a series of movements. I guess, first of all, the suite is written for jazz combo that includes piano, guitar, bass, drum set, trumpet, and wordless vocals, which is me. I'm on the wordless voice. And the people who played on my album were on, and the people who recorded were Nadav Friedman on drums, Moshe Almakias on piano, Pritesh Walia on the guitar, Zoe Murphy on the trumpet, and myself on voice. So this piece, I guess I'll go from beginning to end. I put this together with the help of Frank Carlberg, and I ended up having three movements, but six sub-movements total. And what happened was I ended up putting it together as a story of a night out that was really memorable for me, that this happened a year earlier, before the pandemic, my first semester in Boston for grad school. So this was November, December of 2019. And in Boston, they have a big Brazilian community, and there was this person who was an American with a lot of connections in Brazilian music, and had these, I think, monthly, you know, dinners, potluck concerts style things at his house in Cambridge. And a teacher of mine, I was in a Brazilian ensemble at the time at NEC, and they sent us an invite. And yeah, somehow I got a hold of this invite to go to the event. And so I went with a couple other classmates of mine, and it was so nice. It was so cold outside, because it was winter in Cambridge. But then we went inside, and I remember, you know, noticing the contrast, that it was all warm colors also, and like all of this food and music, and it was specifically, there was a Roda de Choro there, and a lot of people playing choro music, and yeah, and this is an evening that, it was both memorable in and of itself, and at the same time, it seemed representative of a lot of other experiences that I had while I was a student there with, I think, some of the same people that I went with there that ended up becoming good friends of mine and that I had similar kinds of experiences with, you know, going to see music at different stages of the pandemic, right, when that stuff was happening a little more. At NEC, just as a side note, NEC did open for my second year, so in September of 2020, things went back to normal to some extent, and that was successful because NEC did a pretty good job of keeping everything under control, having regular testing and such. And then at the same time, I put this music together, sort of reminiscing the more formal, you know, music events that we, you know, are just now having again. So the different sections of this suite are as follows. Wind, that's the first section, thinking about, you know, the cold winter wind, right? Wind, and then the second part is called the Shoto Party, which I guess corresponds to the actual event itself. And Wine is the third, that also corresponds to the event in itself, and sort of, you know, aside from the music, just the experience of being there. And then Where Are All the Ubers? If anyone's been, I guess everywhere this is starting to be an issue, but while I was there in Boston, there was this huge issue where you couldn't get Ubers to go home after an event like this, right? After the T would, you know, the public transit stopped working at night, and you'd be there for a half hour, 40 minutes trying to get an Uber confirmed to come and get you. So Where Are All the Ubers? And then finally, the moment that you're in the Uber is the next movement called Riding Home. And then the fifth is Risada, which is laughter in Portuguese. So just the feeling of just the giddiness that you feel, I guess, after getting home, after a nice night with friends. And then finally, good night. So, you know, falling asleep afterwards. And so it's sort of this whole trajectory of a night. Yeah, and thank you for listening, and hope you enjoy it.
Bye.
Choro Party Progression, music by Stephanie Borgani. And we still have time for one more young and adventurous musician from Brazil. This one is a quartet called Motiro. The word Motiro in the language of the Brazilian natives Tupi Guarani means a group of people to gather or build something together, helping each other. This is the spirit of the Motiro Quartet, formed by young musicians from São Paulo who met at MSP Tom Jobim School of Music and play together in the Tom Jobim Youth Orchestra. In that group, they played with musicians such as Ted Nash, Mônica Salmazo, Teco Cardoso, and many others. The group recorded their first album, called Oluá Poãs, in July 2019. The musicians are Luiz Chames on piano, Abner Felipe on guitar, Jackson Lourenço baixo, and Felipe Sodré drums. We're going to finish this program with two tracks. The first one is Oluá Poãs, written by Luiz Chames. This is, in case you didn't notice, an anagram of São Paulo. And their second piece is Back to Home by Jackson Lourenço. Thank you so much for listening to this also young and adventurous program. I am Flavio Chames, hoping to see you back next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT-FM in Pittsburgh or streaming from wrct.org. Stay with the music of the Quarteto Motiro. Thank you.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to the Viva Lamach radio show here on 88.3 FM, WRCC Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall, then blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil.